There are new physical component sunblocks found in local drugstores to help protect skin this summer. The sunblock's components include titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, which are used as protection from ultraviolet A, ultraviolet B, and infrared radiation.
If you could look under a microscope, you could see that these were crushed minerals that actually lay on the skin and overlap one another, almost like fish scales. The UV rays hit these minerals and bounce off. It acts by reflection and refraction, almost like a mirror.
Mary Rono is the owner of the Skin Institute in St. George, Utah.
Tanning means injury because it's our own body's response to a sunburn. Anytime that our body produces a tan, it means that our skin's been injured and damaged.
The ozone layer, which protects us from ultraviolet radiation coming from the sun, is undergoing depletion now more than it has in the past.
When it gets depleted, when you get less ozone high up in the atmosphere, more ultraviolet B radiation reaches Earth. And this is the radiation that causes sunburn, skin cancer, and also helps you produce vitamin D, which is very important.
Dr. Peter Ward worked with the United States Geological Survey.
The main cause of the ozone depletion was the production of chlorofluorocarbon gases by man, starting mainly in the 1960s. And this led to these gases, when they get high up in the atmosphere, can be broken down into chlorine atoms that are very destructive of ozone.
Ward says one of the things that leads to ozone depletion is major summer storms that circulate chlorine and bromine in regions such as Utah and east toward Mississippi. If Rono could give any advice about protecting skin from UV rays, it would be...
wear a hat, wear sunglasses, wear protective clothing.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Nicole Heaps.